Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's time for our daily tech and business report, and today we are joined by Bloomberg's Ben Stiverman. In his farewell address to the American public last night, President Biden warned of an oligarchy of extreme wealth, power, and influence that is threatening democracy in the U.S. But it turns out the top 0.1% of the wealthy did very well indeed during Joe Biden's 4 years in office. Ben, you've been crunching the numbers. What can you tell us?
What we've seen is sort of the continuation of a trend that's been going on for several years, but it's that the wealth gains keep skewing to a smaller and smaller slice at the very top of the wealth spectrum. So if you look at the richest 0.1% of Americans, they got about $6 trillion richer over the last 4 years. And then if you look at just 100 people, the 100 richest people, they got about $1.5 trillion richer. And those, like their percentage gains, up 60% in 4 years. It's much faster than most other Americans rose their wealth over the last 4 years.
Well, let's look at both ends of the spectrum. Is that old adage true? The rich get richer and the poor get poorer?
Not quite. So the statistics are interesting. The bottom 50%, like half of Americans, you could say kind of the working class, people who don't have much wealth, they've actually did pretty well on a percentage basis. The thing is, they were starting from such a low basis that, you know, the value of homes goes up, your value, even a car goes up. It makes a difference in terms of your quote-unquote net worth. And what really matters for those folks is their incomes, and their incomes are basically held steady. I mean, wages went up, but inflation went up too. Middle-class Americans, same thing. Homes went up, did pretty well. The thing is that a lot of the bottom 90% are really locked out of the stock market. And especially those tech stocks that have been doing really well and that have been really benefiting the super ultra wealthy, just a handful of people, really.
Is the wealth gap getting wider?
Just depends on how you measure that. But I think the answer is yes, especially if we're looking at that very tip top of the income and wealth and spectrum, the one that President Biden is talking about. We track at Bloomberg the wealth of billionaires, and just if you look at the top 10 billionaires, their wealth is up 80% over the last four years. That's just extraordinary, and it's a continuation of a longer trend. But you have people like Elon Musk, now worth more than $400 billion. No one has ever been that rich ever before.
I wonder, how does all this compare to Donald Trump's 4 years in office before Joe Biden?
You know, it's really a continuation of the same trend. Some of the numbers look better for middle class and working class folks under Biden, but then you have to look at inflation, and inflation took a lot of those gains away. If you look at the top, it's interesting. Under Trump, a lot of wealthy people did better. They benefited from a tax cut, for example. Under Biden, it's been more narrow. So the regular rich, the merely rich people, millionaires, they actually didn't do that great. They did okay. They held their own, but they didn't do great over the last 4 years. It's really, again, those gains going to the billionaires and the Elon Musks of this world.
Hey, before I let you go, I wonder what this means for the U.S. economy in general. What are some of the issues that are raised when the gap between the haves and the have-nots grows like this?
I think there's a lot of really complicated issues around artificial intelligence. So if this is what the effects of art, before, maybe we're seeing the beginning stages of what's going to happen with artificial intelligence, it could potentially make the economy much more efficient. We might need fewer workers, and that's going to boost corporate profits. That's going to make a certain small number of people very rich. But then the question of what happens to everybody else? And so I think that's one concern. The other concern that I'm hearing from experts is just about political power. So if you're worth this much money, you have potentially a lot of influence in Washington, especially because our campaign finance laws are so weak now. And so what does that mean? Does that mean that they start to skew tax policy their way more than it is now? I think those are the concerns I hear. The other people are like, you know what? Don't worry about it. This is a sign of innovation. This is a sign of economic growth. Some people are going to get rich. But as long as everybody, more or less, overall, is getting richer along the as well, there's nothing to worry about.
Good insight, Ben. Thank you. That's Bloomberg's Ben Stieverman. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.